Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. NFL trade deadline. It is 1 o'clock as we inch closer to 4 o'clock when that deadline will close. Hopefully all electronic communication between the NFL teams will be complete, and we'll wait and see if the Browns do anything to bolster or to look long-term. Is that a nice way to put it, Jeff?
I'll go with that, Andy.
To look long-term towards what this roster will look like here in Cleveland for your Cleveland Browns. But there are all sorts of things going. Sauce Gardner getting traded. So let's get to the mix of the whole day. Here is Meredith Kane with a little NFL rapid fire.
All right, gentlemen. So we have more trade updates on the Sauce Gardner front. The full trade, according to Adam Schefter, is Sauce Gardner going to the Indianapolis Colts. In exchange, the Jets are receiving a 2026, a 2027 first-round picks, and wide receiver A.D. Mitchell.
Ah.
So it's two picks and a player.
Ah. Mitchell, an interesting wide receiver out of Texas who has fallen out of favor there. So think about this. The Jets have Garrett Wilson. They just picked up another reinforcement. And they picked up John Mechie the other day from the Philadelphia Eagles. So they're replenishing the wide receiver department. Andy, could that mean Garrett Wilson is available?
I was just going to say the same thing. Well, I think that we've talked about Garrett Wilson for the last couple days, that he would be a terrific addition back here in Ohio if we could get the former Buckeye to come back. So that you want to talk about goodwill towards the fans and trying to improve the team? I don't make a deal. Go get Garrett Wilson. I'm down with it. I don't think there's any Browns fan that wouldn't be down with it, trying to get Garrett Wilson
Andy, he's a big-time
to come
player.
Here. Yes. Get him. Let their fire sale continue to happen.
You know,
what do you got to give up for him, though? That's the question.
You know, I don't like stacking in order wide receivers.
Oh, are you going to stack?
He'd be the best guy we have.
So I want to hear you say it. If Garrett Wilson came to the Browns, he would be the number one receiver. Say it.
That is correct.
Oh, wow. What a great day. I'm starting to get optimistic.
At least I didn't have to say it.
You were close.
You just had to agree.
You just agreed.
I just agreed.
Correct. So I want to go through all of the trades that have happened, because even though prior to the Sauce Gardner news, it felt like a very slow day, there's actually been a lot of trades in the NFL. It's just they've been kind of coming slow but steady. There are a lot of trades that happened in October. So far in 2025, for the 2025 season, these are the trades that we have. Joe Flacco to Cincinnati, Alohi Gilman to Baltimore, Adofe Owe to the Chargers, Tyson Campbell to the Browns, Greg Newsome to Jacksonville, Roger McCreary to the Rams, Kyle Duggar to the Steelers, Keon White to the 49ers, John Michie to the Jets, Michael Carter to the Eagles, Jair Alexander to the Eagles, Logan Wilson to the Cowboys, Draymond Jones to Baltimore, Jalen Phillips to the Eagles, Jacoby Myers to Jacksonville, and Rashid Shaheed to the Seahawks. So that is a lot of trades.
And keep in mind, the Browns have already been active, you know, as Meredith just pointed out.
Yes.
So it's not as if they
traded
haven't.
Joe Flacco. They got Tyson Campbell in exchange for Greg Newsome. So they have been active.
It's still not the same.
And got Cam Robinson.
I don't know. It's not the same
because it's not happening at 3:59 p.m. today.
That's right. Correct. It's not juicy unless it happens today.
That's right.
So there have been quite a few trades around the league. That is just your very, very quick rundown of all of the trades that have happened today. Then we've also had some non-trade moves today as well. The Steelers have officially announced the signing of wide receiver Marquez Valdes-Scantling to the practice squad. And then the Falcons reportedly signing former Browns kicker Zane Gonzalez and waiving Parker Romo. Hey. So those are some non-trade moves that have happened today.
Fabulous.
All right, so moving on. Last night, we talked a little bit about this in our fun election section earlier today. That was at 11:40. You can always use the Odyssey Rewind to go back and listen. But we were talking about former Browns quarterbacks and voting for our favorites. So you mentioned Jacoby Brissett. So he had 261 yards, two touchdowns, 21 of 31 passing. It's his third straight outing with more than 260 yards passing. He is doing very, very well. However, Jonathan Gannon said that Kyle Murray still going to be the starter. Jacoby Brissett still going to be the backup. He said the only reason that Kyler Murray did not play last night is because he just wasn't healthy. And then the interesting comment after that was when he was asked about Brissett's recent performances. Again, more than three straight outings with more than 260 passing yards. He said, quote, just how I feel.
Okay. It's not as if he has a blue chipper sitting there waiting to replace Kyler Murray. Nothing against Jacoby Brissett. He did a very nice job last night.
Right.
But it's, you know, it's, he's not going to be enshrined in Canton anytime soon. Neither is Kyler Murray. That said, Kyler Murray was their franchise guy. Number one overall pick.
That was my thought, too, is that, you know, he's the guy that you invested in. Same thing when you look at the Browns.
Yeah, you're not walking away from that.
Yeah, with the Browns with, you know, Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders, you know, they're going all in on Dylan Gabriel at first because that was their higher draft pick. That's the guy they have more invested in.
Well,
so it does make sense that.
Although there's a big difference between a third round pick and a number one overall pick.
For sure. Absolutely. When you're looking at your young quarterbacks and who you're investing in, it makes sense that you're not necessarily going to bench Kyler Murray in favor of Jacoby Brissett.
I mean, would you be willing to trade Kyler Murray today? That would be about the only way that you would kind of look at that.
I can't imagine that they would.
I can't imagine that either. But
by the way, remember Marvin Harrison Sr.'s comments?
Yes.
Marvin Harrison
That's
Sr.
why I thought of that.
A real nice first half yesterday. 80 yards in the first half, I think 16 in the second.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
But Brissett's numbers have been pretty decent in the last couple of games. Hard not to look
Jacoby
at that.
Jacoby could play quarterback in the NFL. There's a difference between playing quarterback in the NFL and getting your team into the playoffs and potentially being a Super Bowl championship.
The thought of having a quarterback that could help you get what they scored 27 last night, They lost to Green Bay 27-23, so they 23 in that game, 27 the game before that when he played. And you're right. I mean, his low is 261. That was last night as far as yardage is concerned. He's only got one pick in there, too. So I don't know, six touchdowns. Oh, I don't know. The hard part with Jacoby is there's just no future, right? He's what you want in a backup quarterback.
Yeah.
He's everything you could ask for. Yeah.
So the first confirmed trade that we had this morning was Logan Wilson going from the Bengals to the Cowboys. And one of the reasons that stuck out to me is because there was a little bit of trouble in paradise. I don't know if you would call Cincinnati paradise, but there was a little bit of some comments after their loss on Sunday. A lot of the defensive defensive players declined to talk to reporters. Chase Brown did not. So Chase Brown spoke to reporters after the Bengals loss and said,
running back.
Right. Sorry. Running back Chase Brown. Just don't turn on each other. When asked about preventing tensions in the building, we know they can play. They played really well from the start of the season. They did. And they were carrying us on their back. Zach Taylor, not happy about those comments. He addressed them yesterday. Zach Taylor said, that's not how we want to react. And one of our best players, one of our most high character players, I think in a moment of frustration said that I don't expect that to happen again.
Yeah, he just,
yelled at.
Yeah, well, I'm assuming he did. He just said, hey, we just scored. Go end the game. Just end the game. Oh, he was fired up. His comments were great.
Yeah, I got it. I'm with you on that. I don't know which way. We get it. If I was on the Browns defense, which is kind of similar here, right? If I was on the Browns defense, I'd be so upset with what the offense has done this season. And I mean, those guys are, with the exception of that one drive against Minnesota, the Browns defense has done everything you possibly could ask them to do in this season, right?
Nope.
You give up less points? What are you going to say?
Can I quote the famous co-host of the Browns pregame show and postgame show?
Me or the other
guy? Mr. Tavis Powell? No, yes. It's not you.
Oh, okay. Why would you quote me?
I was talking to Tavis about this a couple of weeks ago, and I posed the exact question you just did. We were just sitting there chatting, getting ready to do stuff. And I said, so what do? You're on a defense, it's like that. And your offense is doing, and he said, be better. I said, okay. He goes, no, I'm serious. Go get the ball. Go score. If they're not going to score, we have to score. So go get the ball and score. He wasn't kidding.
Yeah, I know he wasn't kidding, but there's a sense. I mean, I love him, and you know that. We both love working with him. It's great to say that on paper.
No, Andy, he wasn't kidding.
I know he wasn't kidding.
He was part of the Legion of Boom in Seattle.
Yeah, I get it.
He played on a big-time defense, and he said, you got to do what you can do, and you can get the ball, and you can score. And I thought, okay, there you go.
Speaking of the Bengals, did you have Trey Hendrickson in here? Because we were talking about him before. I just want to jump this in there real quick because we were talking about the
jump
Bengals.
Jump in there. Go ahead.
Well, it's just that Hendrickson...
did he get traded?
No, but he had just said yesterday, because we were talking, that you said a big-time trade would be Trey Hendrickson out of Cincinnati, yeah. Right? But he said, he was talking to SI, Jay Morrison, and he had said, you know, they asked him, does he want to still be somewhere? He goes, I stopped doing hopes and all that kind of stuff. You are where your feet are, and I am incredibly blessed to be where I am right now when it comes to playing for Cincinnati. So,
good for him.
He's getting
paid this year.
Well, that's true, too. But I also think, like in Cincinnati, that's a place where things settle down after they heat up, right? Like you're in Cincinnati, things heat up, things don't look good, kind of ugly. Get things settled, and then someone, when it comes back to coming back around to stuff like, oh, trade deadline's coming up. Remember all that stuff that happened? It's like, I don't know why, but Mike Brown is, and for all the faults that they say he has, I kind of think once you're past it, you've totally simmered down in Cincinnati.
Thought it was simmer down, you said. Didn't you say simmer?
It is simmer down.
All yes. Right, so we got one more quick one. Yep. Washington Commanders linebacker Frankie Louvu has been suspended without pay for more than one game after repeated violations of hip drop tackles, which happened on Sunday night in the loss to the Seahawks.
Yeah,
he had hip drop tackled on Jaxon Smith-Njigba, and this is his third time being fined that led to his suspension. If you recall, Frankie Louvu, also the linebacker that kept getting called offsides in last year's NFC playoff game when they were trying to stop the tush push. And they couldn't stop the tush push, so you had Frankie Louvu just flying over the pile that got to the point where the refs were so frustrated, they just said, stop it, otherwise we're just going to give them the touchdown. So Frankie Louvu suspended for a game without play. or without pay.
Like his name.
Can you do that?
They're trying to outlaw that hip drop tackle.
Yeah, I get it. But can you suspend a guy without... You can play the game and not get paid? I would think you'd get a game.
You can do about anything you want, can't you?
I don't know if you win when you file a grievance, though.
I think
once you hit the field, you should get paid. If you want to not pay a guy, I want to make sure I get the story right, but if you don't want to pay a guy, you have to basically suspend him for the next game so they can't play.
So Luvu is going to appeal. If he loses, it'll cost him more than $500,000.
A lot of cash. Is that it?
That's our NFL roundup.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.